You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 all.
Hello, Dodger fans, and welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team, every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ravine Fiends. With me is Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential. Jeff, we had some baseball this weekend. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It was fun to watch some Dodger games. You know, I assume in a few weeks I will be tired of spring training games and ready for the real games to start. But when you haven't had anything for what's been 4 months and 12 days or something, it was good to see some Dodgers out there playing baseball.
Yeah, it was exciting. So we'll talk about that and, you know, kind of what we saw from the first couple games. And we'll get into some other notes about the Dodgers and around spring training. But before that, a quick reminder to subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car in the morning, tell your smart device to play podcasts Locked On Dodgers. All right, Jeff. So we'll start off with some notes from the weekend. We kind of already knew some of these, but we'll get into it anyways. So Julio Urias will be a starting pitcher and will be in the rotation, assuming he's healthy when the season starts. And the other one that we've talked about is Alex Wood, and he will also be in the rotation when the season starts, giving the Dodgers four lefties and a righty in the rotation. We kind of already talked about this anyways, but were you surprised at all by the official news?
Not really, because like you said, we basically already knew it. The other guys, you have Dustin May and Tony Gonsolin, who both you could easily still stash in the minors, let them get some starts down there if you wanted to. Ross Stripling, you know, poor Ross gets kind of left out, and I assume he'll still make plenty of starts this year, but, you know, going into the season, I guess not. And then Jimmy Nelson is kind of the surprising one, although since he did have that minor injury to start the spring, he was kind of behind the eight ball anyway. And still, none of this is official from the Dodgers. This is kind of reading between the lines still, between what, you know, Alex Wood is adamant that he
Julio came from Roberts.
Yeah, Julio did come from Roberts. But even then, like, did he say Julio is in our opening day starting rotation, or did he say something along the lines of we see Julio as a starter? You know, it's kind of I feel like there's still a little bit of wiggle room there. And with Wood, you know, clearly he's expecting to be in the rotation, and I expect him to be in the rotation, but the Dodgers haven't officially said, here is our five-man rotation. You know, Jimmy Nelson, I think, has really a lot of potential to be a stud reliever, so it's not that big a deal, and he doesn't have incentives that are based specifically on starts like Alex Wood does. So, yeah, none of it really surprises me, but it is kind of it's a little bit weird to have this much clarity on the rotation this early in the spring.
Yeah, it's definitely, especially with the Dodgers, it's never really kind of been a known thing. We always know the main people, but never really know beyond that. Some other notes, they also added that Dustin May will be used as a starter, so you got to imagine that he'll start in the minor leagues and just kind of work his way back and forth throughout the year, and that Tony Gonsolin will be working as more of a swingman reliever type, which gives him a better chance of being in the majors when the season starts. So we'll, you know, keep an eye on that. Other than that,
there's the opening day starter stuff.
Yeah, so opening day starter, what Dave Roberts said, that they know who it's going to be, but they don't have a reason to announce it, I guess.
Yeah, he said they don't feel a need to make it public right now, which to me basically means it's Walker Buehler, because if it was Clayton Kershaw, that would, I mean, they've announced it this early in spring in the past when it was Kershaw, And so seems to me like if it was going to be Kershaw, they would announce it again. And the fact that they're not announcing it means it's going to be Buehler, which I think you and I probably both agree Buehler is the right answer. Since Kershaw's injury last year ended his streak anyway, the streak would have been the only reason, I think, to have it be Kershaw at this point. And since that's not in play, I think Buehler is the best option since he is the best starter on the team.
Yeah, that's definitely where we're at. Other than that, you know, we'll talk about the guys that played this weekend. Jock Peterson's missed a couple days with hip soreness, but probably no big deal. Julio hurt his thumb closing the car door, but his right thumb, so it doesn't affect his throwing arm, but still one of those random little...
And it's just bruised. It's not broken, yeah. So it shouldn't... We'll probably never notice the effect.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, we have some news, not from the Dodgers, but
out of Arizona.
Yeah, definitely, yes, out of Arizona. And that's Madison Bumgarner. Moonlights, that's the right term, right? Moonlights?
Yep.
As a guy that does rodeo stuff, and he uses a pseudonym, Mason Saunders. So, Jeff, you had an idea of, you know, what we can do, so why don't you tell everyone what
we do? You know, obviously, you and I, we both passed on the opportunity to play in the big league so that we could pursue a lucrative career in podcasting. But if we were big league players, I thought it might be interesting to discuss what we think our moonlighting career would be and what our alias would be. You know, Bumgarner chose Mason Saunders because Mason kind of sounds like Madison, and Saunders is his wife's maiden name. And so it's just a funny little thing. And apparently it wasn't much of a secret. Everybody knew except the media. And now the media knows too, so now the whole world knows. And he just does cattle roping, I guess. He doesn't actually do like bull riding or anything super dangerous. Obviously, for a guy who broke himself falling off a four-wheeler or whatever, everything has an element of danger. But it was interesting. So yeah, I don't know, Vince, if you were a big league player, what would your moonlighting career be? And what alias would you use?
So, the name I have in my head is Kip Smithers,
which is a
name that Will Smith used in The Fresh Prince that was kind of like an alter ego when he was trying to get a girl, and so I like that name. I don't know what I would be. I was trying to think of something like funny or, you know, but I honestly think I'd be a DJ, but a DJ, so like, you know, Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec, he's a singer and nobody knows about it. So that'd be me.
What's his name? Dirk?
Yeah, I don't remember. But I would be a DJ, but I'd have like kind of not the marshmallow head, but I'd have some kind of thing over my head so you wouldn't know who I am. And I would just, you know, be a DJ, DJ Kip Smithers. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Huh, I like that. Duke Silver is Ron Swanson's alter ego. Yeah, I think for me, it would be professional eating. I would, you know, do the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Contest on the 4th of July. I would wear big oversized sunglasses and a goofy hat so that people couldn't tell it was me. And my first name, I'd go by Josh, because Josh is what, when I say the name Jeff on the phone anytime, people say, okay, Josh. And so apparently I can't pronounce my own name anyway, so I'd go with Josh. And my last name would be Franklin. That's my dad's middle name. And also Frank, you know, has that hot dog tie-in. And I'd have a nickname. I would be Josh the Wiener Smith Franklin. Josh the Wiener Smith Franklin would be my alter ego as I tried to beat Joey Chestnut in the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. It'd be hard for you to win. Like, the bigger guys like us don't usually fare very well in those contests.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I don't even like hot dogs. I would be bad at it, but it would be worth it to be able to call myself the Wiener Smith.
That's true. So that will do it for that segment, that what we're going to moonlight as. We are going to come back and talk about some of the things we saw in the games over the weekend. But before that, speaking of spring training games, they happen in Arizona. And, you know, this podcast is sponsored by Visit the Arizona Tourism. So we're going to talk about that. Spring training has begun. You got about a month before they come back to Los Angeles and start the real season. But you should get out to Arizona right now. There is great weather, although it did rain on Saturday. But the Dodgers still played, so it didn't really matter. There's great weather. There's great food. There's a lot of scenery if you like scenery. There's a lot of nightlife if you like nightlife. There's a lot of daytime activities if you like daytime activities beyond baseball. And there's a lot of baseball going on with 15 teams and 10 stadiums. So if you want to head over to Arizona, you should visit the website visitarizona.com/springtraining to start planning your trip and stay locked on Dodgers. All right, let's get into this obscure former Dodger. No real rhyme or reason other than I searched the 2010 Dodgers and I found this guy, and I don't think we've done him before. Chin Lung Hu?
Nope.
All right, so Chin Lung Hu is a Taiwanese player. He came up with the Dodgers in 2007. And from 2007 to 2010, he played in a grand total of 96 games as a Dodger. He hit 191 with a 524 OPS, so not very good at all. But he holds, the record for shortest name in Major League Baseball, if I'm not mistaken.
Last name, you mean?
Yeah, last name. And he was the fifth player overall and first infielder from Taiwan to play in MLB. So I remember when he came up, when he was coming up, you know, his little bit, because of the Taiwanese thing and it's being so rare at the time, he had a little bit of buzz behind him. He was the MVP in the Futures game in 2007. And then, you know, he ended up coming up and became the first Taiwanese-born player to hit a home run. He was teammates with Hong Chi-Kuo, so I think they were the first pair of teammates. So not much other than that for him as a Dodger, but just a name that I remember. He ended up going to the Mets after, but then never played, and then he ended up going to play in the Chinese Professional League, and I think he played in Australia as well. So, yeah, not much to write home about his Dodger career, but he is an obscure former Dodger.
Yeah, these days he's most famous for being a meme that goes around from your aunts and uncles on Facebook. It's just a picture of him standing on first base that says, "It finally happened."
Yeah.
And
Who's on first?
Yeah, and I assume he's tied for the shortest last name because there's also that, just off the top of my head, that relief pitcher for the Cardinals and Blue Jays, Sung Hwang Oh. So, yeah, I imagine there's been a couple others, but I'm sure – I know Malcolm X didn't play in the big leagues, so I'm trying to think of other people with just a letter for a last name. Anyway, yeah, so probably tied for the shortest.
Yeah. Okay, so Dodgers played some baseball this weekend. I caught some highlights. I didn't get to watch too much. I was very busy this past weekend. But, Jeff, I know you watched and had some things you wanted to bring up, and I can definitely chime in on what I saw or what I noticed. So,
yeah, there's plenty.
What do you want to talk about first?
There's plenty to talk about. You know, obviously the normal spring training disclaimer caveat, nothing matters at this point in the spring. But that's definitely more true on not getting down on anybody. You know, Cody Bellinger struck out twice in his first game. I don't think that's a cause for concern. Mookie Betts and Gavin Lux both said in interviews with Alana, talked about how many at-bats it takes for them to get their timing down and really get things ready to go. For Mookie, it's about 50. Lux said it's about 25. And so nothing to worry too much about, but there are some things just to be a little bit excited about. I guess first, you know, we talked about Alex Wood a little bit, but in his interview with Alana after his outing on Sunday, he almost seemed giddy, like really, really happy and excited. And he said something along the lines of, "I know it's early and I have to take it one day at a time, but I feel really, really, really good." And just like you could tell that the way the ball was coming out of his hand, the way he's been throwing so far in spring, that he is really happy to be healthy and feeling really optimistic about how things are going to go for him this season, and that excites me.
Yeah, he was pumping 92, 93, I believe I saw, which is pretty good for him, especially for a first outing. And like I said, you said you can sense the excitement. We talked about earlier about him being in the rotation, and there's a quote, and he literally used the word rotation about four times, so I think he's excited about that. But yeah, that's good to see. The other guy that I saw after you told me about it, and I had seen the tweet that he was sitting around 92, 93 as well, is Kenley Jansen. Kenley Jansen struck out a pair in a scoreless inning, but had some really nice pitches, and like I said, sitting 92, 93, whereas last year, his first outing, he was sitting in the mid-80s. So that was good to see from Jansen, because we've talked about him. He's going to be one of the biggest keys, you know, for this Dodgers team in order to move on and you know, finally win that World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. That last pitch that Jansen threw on Sunday to strike out whoever it was up to bat, like, it could have been Mike Trout up to bat, and he would have got the strikeout because that pitch was nearly unhittable. The velocity and the location and the movement, you know, Kenley, a lot of times his cutter is up higher and that works for him. But this one almost looked like, movement wise, it was similar to his slider, like that had that down end and away from the right-hand hitter movement, except it was 92 or whatever, and not quite as much movement, but that direction and just the downward angle, you know, he's 18 feet tall or whatever, so he's coming downhill anyway. And just, I was watching that, and, you know, for a guy's first outing in spring, like, I don't care if it's mid-July and the best hitter in the world at the plate, that is a swing and a miss every single time. And that was really, really encouraging to me.
Yeah, so that's exciting. We'll get a look at more guys throughout the week, you know, guys that we've been excited to see and everybody getting their work in. Was there anything else that stood out to you from the weekend?
Max Muncy looked really good. He, in his first at bat on Saturday, he ripped a hard single that turned into a triple when it skipped through the Giants right fielder's legs. And just hit the ball hard. His second time up, he had a home run. And the third time up, he worked a walk. He just, I mean, everything was there for him. And obviously, you know, again, you can't judge on results, but seeing Muncy hitting the ball hard already, made me really happy. And Corey Seager too, just that swing. I'm on record as saying Corey Seager's swing is my fifth favorite thing in the world behind my wife and my three kids. And it looked so good. And if Seager is healthy, I mean, we sometimes forget how good Corey Seager was his rookie year and when he's been healthy. And so I would love to see a healthy Corey season, because he's almost an afterthought in this offense when you look at all the other guys they have. But if this, I mean, Corey Seager is the kind of afterthought who could finish top five in the MVP voting, you know? It's ridiculous. And just these guys who they have with Betts and Bellinger, who both won MVPs, Seager's finished as high as third, and Muncy is, you know, could be knocking on that door. You could easily have, and not just those guys, but any, you could probably have four Dodgers in the top 10 in MVP voting. Not a prediction that they will, but, you know, you could easily have that happen.
Yeah, so that's exciting. The offense exciting. Kike and Chris Taylor both homered. So the two guys that we weren't sure, you know, how they were going to fit on the team or how they're going to work them. But good to see that. You know, Dodgers started. Doesn't really matter, but winning is always better than losing. So Dodgers just started 2-0. You know, Mookie Betts played his first game on Sunday. He had a sac fly. And he looks really good in Dodger blue, Jeff. He definitely fits in better than the Red Sox uniform.
Yeah. And everybody looks good in Dodger blue. Obviously, everybody looks better in Dodger blue than they would in anything else. But Mookie especially. I'm excited to see him on opening day in the real Dodgers home whites. You know, the blue spring training jerseys are nice. But, you know, they're not true Dodger uniform. And so, you know, seeing him at the press conference in the home whites and seeing him in that uniform on opening day is something I'm really excited for. And he hit the ball well. You could tell he's the one who said, actually he said he didn't know what his number is of plate appearances, but Dave Roberts told him that his number is 50, that they've kind of done their homework on Mookie Betts and how long it takes him to get ready in the spring. And so Mookie kind of laughed. He said, I didn't know that, but Doc told me so, that it takes him about 50 plate appearances to get his timing down. And you can see he hit the ball hard. He had one fly out to right field, kind of down the line that the right fielder made a decent catch on. And it was a hard line drive. It's not like the guy robbed him or anything. It was an out easily, but you know, you could tell that when he gets that timing down, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and the other part that came out of spring with Betts is that apparently he addressed the team, and you know, the Ken Gernick wrote an article and likened it to Kirk Gibson's address to the team after Jesse Roscoe played a prank on him, and you know, he wanted to talk to the team basically to dress them down and talk them up and all that. So I guess Betts addressed the team, and you know, a lot of positive things came out of it. Justin Turner had a nice quote saying, you know, he stood up in front of the team. He essentially called everyone out, but more so to say that they want to hold everyone accountable for their effort, not just in the game, but in the workouts. And who else? Kike Hernandez said that he felt he liked what Mookie had to say, and he felt that it was a good thing. So that's really like cool to hear and good to see. And you know, hopefully that's something that, now I don't think the Dodgers have a lack of focus or anything anyways, but for a new guy to come in and kind of establish himself like that, like I said, especially someone that like Mookie Betts, who's been MVP, he's been a World Series champion, I think that's real legit for him.
Yeah, for me, it almost says as much about him as it does about anything else, that he is comfortable enough in his own skin to come into a new situation and recognize, by virtue of who I am a leader on this team that I just joined. You know, that recognizing that, you know, you don't have, and I think it says a lot about the Dodgers players too, that nobody said, hey, you're the new guy, sit down and shut up. You know, I've been here for 6 years. I've been here for 11 years, you know, recognizing this is Mookie Betts. This is one of the best players in baseball who has an unquestioned work ethic. And, you know, and it's not like, you know, Kirk Gibson was kind of a, I don't say bad words, so I can't say it, you know, a red A, I think that's what they call it in baseball. I mean, Kirk Gibson was grumpy, and that worked for the Dodgers in 88. And, you know, and he learned to have fun, but Kirk Gibson had to learn to have fun as the season went on. He came in as a grump and kind of had to adjust and you know, kind of had the team meet him in the middle. Mookie knows how to have fun. Mookie's always smiling. We've seen videos and pictures of him and Bellinger screwing around in the outfield and stuff, but you know, you can tell he knows there's a time and place for the screwing around and a time and place for working hard. And he has the track record and the resume to say, clearly I know when the time and place is because I have done it on the field. Yeah, multiple times. I am one of the best players in baseball. And that's the kind of thing. You don't have to stand up there and actually say that about yourself. It speaks for itself. And so him taking that leadership role alongside Justin Turner, it sounds like they're kind of tag teaming on that in a lot of ways. You know, he stepped in with Turner and said, okay, we're the team leaders. And, you know, if the Dodgers do find a way to sign Mookie long-term, that's great because JT, he's in the last year of his contract. You know, hopefully JT will be back. Who knows what's going to happen in the future. But, you know, for Mookie to take that role and embrace it is awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, exciting. We're already excited to have a guy like Mookie Betts, and this just adds to that excitement. So, you know, we'll be look forward to seeing what else he does and, you know, what other things that comes of it. But, yeah, baseball's back. Mookie Betts is a Dodger. Everything's coming up roses for us as Dodger fans right now. So it's really a great time to be a Dodger fan.
Yep. I just have three final things, Vince.
All right, Jeff.
First, as we're recording this on Sunday evening, it's 10 p.m. Pacific time, which means there's 2 hours left on Vince's 29th birthday. So I want all of our listeners hit pause right now and sing happy birthday to Vince. Okay, thank you for doing that. I hope you felt that, Vince. You can tell the love. Everybody loves you. Also, Clayton Kershaw threw live batting practice with the high stirrups. And that's something we don't see from Kershaw very often. But, you know, I think that's fun. I hope we see Kersh mixing it up and go with the high socks once in a while this season. And the last thing is Dennis Santana And his, luckily, I don't say swear words in English, but I can say them in Spanish because, you know, I don't know what they mean. And so, and actually, this is a word that nobody actually knows what it means. It's kind of the all-purpose word. But he was being interviewed by Alana when, I think it was when Taylor hit his home run. And Alana asked him, he's obviously interviewing through a translator. And Alana asked him, aren't you glad that you're on the Dodgers instead of having to pitch against the Dodgers? And his answer was translated by his translator to say, these guys are really good. But it definitely had the word cabrón in it. Which is kind of the all-purpose word, and you know, but you could tell the meaning of it was, man, these effers can hit, and I thought that was fun that he managed to sneak that in, and the Sportsnet LA censors apparently they weren't bilingual because they didn't bleep that thing.
yeah, that was definitely a moment. If I'm pretty sure it's on Twitter somewhere, you guys should probably go look it up. All right, Jeff, thank you for the birthday wish. Thank you. If anybody did sing, I appreciate you.
They all did, Vince.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, we are going to be back tomorrow to talk about the Dodgers. There will be spring training games pretty much every day now, so we'll have at least a little something to talk about. And yeah, that's fun. That's exciting. Like I said, we got a month till they come back and have the freeway series, and then after that, 4 days later, opening day. So I'm ready. I know we're all ready. So we'll make sure this month goes by maybe a little quicker than normal just to get to the actual games. So if you like the show, please show us by subscribing, downloading, rating, reviewing, all that good stuff. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody you know that might need a Dodger podcast in their life. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do so on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at SnyDog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all accounts. If you want a question, if you have a question or concern or anything that you want to address, feel free to let us know. You can also call and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text at 323-863-LOCK. That's 323-863-5625. Or shoot us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.
That was Kip Smithers, and I'm Josh the Wiener Smith Franklin, and this has been Locked On Dodgers.
I say D-O, D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Bye.